Flight to the London was all ready for departure.
Welcome to another episode of the London Resort Officially Unofficial Podcast. In this episode, I want to cover everything we know so far about the theme park. Now, remember, this is just the first of two planned theme parks, and in late 2019, soon after PY Gobu took over, the first details were released with some visuals and info of the theme park that we can expect. In this press release, they outline the resort setup, including a high street style entrance and six planned lands. With the recent announcement of Dinosaur Land, this has already changed, but let's break down what we were first told, what has since been confirmed, and how we can expect things to shape up over the coming months. Although the project had been in the works since 2013, it was only late in 2019 when we finally got a glimpse at the planned park. The design is everything you would expect from someone who was heavily involved in the launch of Disneyland Paris, a boulevard of shops and restaurants leading up to a park with several distinctly themed lands. Sounds familiar, right? Well, here are the six areas in this initial plan. Well, the first part isn't actually one of the six parts at all. As guests arrive, they will walk down a grand main street. High street. This plaza will be full of shops, bars, restaurants, a convention centre and the water park, but more on that another time. The first destination in the theme park is the Studios, which they describe as a gritty modern-day warehouse, which is where a lot of their Paramount licensing will surely end up. A winning combination of explosive action, high-octane car chases and high-stakes espionage. And that's just the Downton Abbey ride. We don't actually know if there'll be a Downton Abbey ride. Just up from here is the Woods, an enchanted realm where springtime reigns eternal and the boundary between reality and fantasy dissolves. Here, the young and young at heart will be invited to step through the pages of a storybook and embark on adventures that put a fresh spin on beloved bedtime stories, fables and fairy tales. Sounds familiar. Next is onto the Kingdom, an immersive realm of swords, sorcery, dragons and legend, and in their own words, a place of threatening and imposing castles. Imagine Sleeping Beauty if Maleficent actually won. Though, I will be very disappointed if they don't have a round table themed restaurant. And if any chefs are listening, a toad in the hole mimicking the sword in the stone would be my main of choice. A welcome commission. To the north lay the Isles, which they describe as a land of giant creatures, mythical beasts and adventures at the crossroads of imagination and reality. Fantastic, jaw-dropping architecture will combine with magnificent rides and 21st century technology. Not quite sure how this is different from both the Woods and the Kingdom, but maybe this is now the Dinosaur Land. Check out episode 2 if you haven't already. Next, it's Adventureland. That's the Jungle. No Indiana Jones here, but just some classic Mesoamerican theming and some rides too, we can only hope. And then of course there's Starport, because an anglicised Disneyland just wouldn't be complete without a land set in the 23rd century and brimming with thrilling sci-fi attractions that are out of this world. So, a ride set in space, perhaps? You get the point here, and although this is clearly a major rip-off of Disneyland, my opinion is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Disney works. We love Disney. The Magic Kingdom is what all other theme parks aspire to be, so why not just copy it? And you know what? If you want to take a stance and boycott it, then by all means, jump on a train. You'll be at Disneyland in 3 hours and you can pay €100 for the privilege. However, I think what we have here is a very promising outline for what could be an amazing theme park right on our doorstep. As we know, in the couple of years since these plans were unveiled, things have still changed again. The announcement of the dino-themed land with coasters, staging restaurants and play areas does beg the question of which original land is making way, and the obvious answer here is the Isles, which would become some kind of Jurassic World-esque area. That's assuming they keep the island design at all. But there's also arguments for the Jungle becoming Dino Land. It's the most family slash play oriented area, and this new land is also supposed to have a giant dig site for kids, so it makes sense. It's probably safe to say the Studios will happen in one form or another, considering their big partnerships with BBC, ITV and Paramount, among others, but I won't rule out just yet that the Studios evolves into the second theme park. If they have enough TV and film-based attractions to fill a park, it makes perfect sense, unless, of course, they realise that's just too similar to Disneyland. We don't know much else at this point, but as always, when we find out anything more, we will be sure to keep you updated. In the meantime, check out the additional links in our show notes and head to their website for any info, news and updates. We will also have more episodes going into all of this and more over the coming months. So make sure you follow the podcast, rate and review, so more people can find us as well. Thanks again for listening. And if you have something to say, you can email me at liam@hefcorp.com or follow the show on Twitter @LondonResortPod.